How to Overcome Temptation, Part 127, dealing with the sin of envy and the temptation to envy. We just got through singing a song that included that. Onward Christian Soldiers, Discipleship Class 251. Our foundational verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The Holy Bible reads, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." And then our focus passage for today, dealing particularly with the sin of envy and how to avoid falling into that temptation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 31 through 35. "Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways, for the froward is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools." Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. His all-powerful name. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. And we praise you and we thank you for the gift of salvation through your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for the gift and the power of your Holy Ghost and the gift and the power of your Holy Word. And thank you, Lord, for the great services earlier today. Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to continue to worship you in these perilous times. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us a heart and mind to do so, even though the world, the flesh, and the devil does not want it done. And then, Lord, we thank you for a little break today, which was longer than what we said. And so we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to make it back here to preach your holy word, to teach your holy word, to encourage Christians who are struggling with temptation and in this day of social media, struggling with envy. And so, Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would crush and crucify our flesh afresh and anew, and fill us, Lord, with the fullness, the power, the unction, and the anointing, the fruit, and the liberty of your Holy Spirit, your Holy Ghost. And Lord, I pray that your Holy Ghost would move upon the hearts of the people who are gathering around and listening from all around the world. Lord, I was shocked to see that China was third or fourth, I think it was. Fourth, as far as the number of nations that we are reaching out to on one of the stats the other day. We thank you, Lord, for the persecuted underground church who are grabbing on to your holy word any way they can. And so is the case in Iran and Iraq. We thank you for all of our members of this ministry, the society, Lord, if you will, in Iran and Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and in all parts of the world, Russia. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all of our friends in Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana, South Africa, and London, England, and all around the world. Lord, encourage their hearts in the faith and help them and help all of us to avoid the temptation and the sin and the evil of envy. Lord, help us to be always content in our souls with you and to be at peace. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil, his demons, and his hosts, for he is always busy, out of the lives of people, Lord, here and out there, who have allowed the devil to come in to their lives. Through the internet, through movies, through television, through the wrong person in their lives. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from this work and this ministry, and have it to go forward along with tribulation and trouble and Judas's and people who should stand with us, who betray us and become enemies, even in the family, with distress, with afflictions, and with temptations. Lord, to give us sweet victory each and every day. And we pray that lost souls would be saved, Christians would be revived, and your holy name will be glorified. Now, Lord, we have a coming storm situation and very cold weather coming. I pray that you'll prepare, help everybody to prepare for that all across the country, and be safe. And we pray that you'll protect us, Lord, from anything that might harm us. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. You may be seated. One gentleman said, "Don't envy those who make their wealth in an ungodly way. The wicked seem to prosper now and live without a care, but they will spend eternity in terror and despair." And living in this day and time, the temptation, the problem, the sin of envy is very prominent. It is so bad that Instagram, I believe, made a decision this past week to remove the likes for no other reason but for the mental health of the poor people trying to keep up with Kim Kardashian and other famous people. They said it's hurting people too much psychologically. That's how bad envy is. Because the truth of the matter is, most people cannot keep up with the Joneses. If you don't have what the Jones family has, you can't keep up. Dwight L. Moody, the great evangelist, once told the fabled story of an eagle who was envious of another that could fly better than he could. One day the bird saw a sportsman with a bow and arrow and said to him, "I wish you would bring down that eagle up there. Can you shoot that eagle for me?" The man said he would if he had some feathers for his arrow. So the jealous eagle, the envious eagle, pulled one out of his wing. The arrow was shot, but it didn't quite reach the rival envied bird because he was flying too high. The first eagle pulled out another feather, then another. "I'm going to get that high-flying bird." And then another, until he had lost so many feathers that he himself couldn't fly. He couldn't even fly now. The archer took advantage of the situation, turned around, and shot the helpless, envious bird. And this is normally how it happens, dear friends. Moody made this application. If you are envious of others, which tells us, by the way, this is an age-old problem. If you are envious of others, the one you will hurt the most by your envious actions will be yourself. Just like other sins such as bitterness and resentment, anger, all that kills you. It doesn't kill anybody else. There are many people in the grave today because of these inside job sins. While the people they envied, the people they were angry at, the people they were bitter towards are still living and dancing. So, beloved, let's continue looking at why we should not be envious of the wicked. I dealt with the first point last time before we had our communion service last Sunday, the previous Sunday before that. Second, the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked always, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. And I cannot tell you, I cannot give you the number of the millions of blessings that God has bestowed upon our family over the past 33 years. And that's not only the case with me. That is the case with all Christian families, with all of our issues and failures and problems. God has been extremely good to every Christian family that has honored his name. I don't have to ask everybody if that is so. I know that's so, because the word of God tells us so. And this is why, dear Christian husband and wife and children, you need to count your blessings. Stop worrying about what somebody else has and what other families got to do and your family didn't. You need to count your blessings. Just sit down somewhere if you are a bona fide Christian family this Thanksgiving and just stop thinking about what happened in a negative fashion and count the blessings that God has bestowed upon your family and how far he has brought you, and you know he did it. Now, if you don't have that experience, then I can't help you. You can't do that. But if you know God brought you a mighty long way, you need to say thank you and stop kicking up dust and fussing about something close to nothing. And sing that song, Count Your Blessings. Some of you ought to sing it around the Thanksgiving table. for God has brought you a mighty long way, and you have gone places, and you are at places that you never thought you would get to when you was going through the hell you were going through. The wicked may have a mansion and many material blessings, but they are cursed of the Lord. And you mark this down. We hear about it all the time, don't we? Billionaire takes his wife's hand, and jump off of a building together. Are you kidding me? Millionaire's son shoots his father, kills his mother, and then turns the gun on himself. A man who had a beautiful mansion down here in Texas met this beautiful lady. Evidently, she had a beautiful daughter as well, and zip, bam, boom, before we know it, and I don't know what has happened to that situation. Both the beautiful mother and the beautiful daughter are dead inside the mansion. And on we can go. It's in the news, man. You read it for yourself. As an example, Psalm 106:15 says, "And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul." You can have the big fine house on Pork Chop Hill and Mercedes Benz and a Beamer in your driveway, but have an inexplicable leanness in your soul. No contentment. Pardon me. No contentment. No joy. No peace. Never satisfied. Always want more. If your neighbor buys a boat, now you got to go get a boat. You've never been on the water in your life. You can't even swim, but you got to have a boat in your yard just because you can get it on credit. This is what God does to the wicked. Leanness in their souls. He may allow them to be rich and powerful, but their souls do not prosper. Their souls do not have any rest, and most importantly, are not assured of salvation through the blood of Christ, through salvation through Christ. On the other hand, even though the righteous may live in a hut, they have the blessing of a relationship with God Almighty. And the assurance of salvation that they are doing His will. And there's no contentment, there's no joy, there's no peace. Hear me well. There's no happiness on earth like being smack dab in the middle of God's will for your life. Always remember, Jesus Christ didn't have a place to lay his head. And he was full of joy and cheerfulness and power and always blessing others. Even Dave Ramsey said, being rich is really not about your bank account, it's about your mentality. It's a state of mind. So a Christian who may not have $10 in the bank can still be rich in his mindset. Everybody knows that. He has a rich mentality because he knows that he is rich, because he has God in his life. And when you have God, you have everything, and peace and joy to boot. And then thirdly and lastly today, he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. God gives grace to the lowly, that is to the humble. You said, preacher, how can you preach every day of the week, twice on Sunday, do 5 podcasts 7 days a week, 1 day you do 7? And if you knew what I was dealing with and facing, and the challenges and the battles and the constant satanic attack and tribulation and trouble, how can you do it and still be joyful and cheerful? Because I'm rich. Because I have God in my life. I have Jesus in my life. I have the Holy Ghost in my life. I have the Word of God in my life. That makes me extremely rich. And I have peace and I have joy from God and through God and by doing His will. But this verse here parallels 1 Peter 5:5. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. God blesses the humble. God will ultimately scorn those who arrogantly scorn His will and His word and His power. Even though they may be in control for a short time on earth, it seems, their shame will ultimately be laid open to the world. On the other hand, God will show favor and mercy, and this is so true. God will show a special favor and mercy to those who are humble and who humble themselves before Him, obey Him, and strive to obey Him, and are very sorry when they fail to obey Him, and they submit to Him. God blesses them with special blessings that I can't even begin to tell you. They will be accepted before God and respected by men. And then with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close tonight. And by the grace of God, pick it up next Sunday. Let's have a word of prayer. Holy Father God, we praise You and we thank You for Your holy word. Thank You, Lord, for how You bless and show favor towards the humble who may not have much of anything, and You use them in Your work. And we pray that, Lord, You would help all of us to be that way. Humble before You, obedient to You, submissive to You, and we thank You for we don't deserve it, but we thank You for the favor and the blessings that You bestow upon us. Have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our sins as Christians, where we have been proud and arrogant and somehow bought into the lie of the prosperity gospel, bought into the lie to be envious of other people and to try to get what they have. Lord, help us to repent of such foolishness. Bought into the lie of telling lies on social media of how wonderful you are and how happy you are and in the fake places you have gone. Lord, I pray that You'll help Your people to repent of this worldly foolishness, this sin and this evil of envying other people and trying to make other people envy them. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for His sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 makes it very clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible, the Holy Word of God, also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell, saved from your sin, and saved from the punishment of sin, which is eternal hell. This is a very serious matter, people. You need your eternal life insurance policy. It is already paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Believe in your heart that he paid your sin debt that you owe God. And he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And all you have to do is believe on him in your heart and pray and ask him to save you. And he will save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're willing to pray with me right now, the sinner's prayer, and you are believing in your heart right now on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead. Let's pray right now. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I've stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have taken your holy name in vain. I have disobeyed and dishonored my parents. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. For I have committed many more than that. I understand that I deserve to go to hell, just like a man who commits crimes should go to jail. Have mercy and grace upon my soul. Please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, on the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe with all of my heart that he paid my sin debt, that he took my place. So, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. For I believe that you died for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart to save my soul. I receive you today. Thank you for saving my soul. Now fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and help me to turn from my evil ways and follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from hell and you are on your way to heaven, based upon the Bible. Not your feelings, not my feelings, not my words, not your words, based upon the Word of God. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.